Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports Page on KNIA, KRLS. We talk Pella High football right now with four seniors on the squad. Kenny Dupre, Josh Heilman, Jacob Vollmer, and Nick Gensch. And guys, as we catch up with you, the season underway, it's been an up and down start to things so far, but coming off a lot of excitement. I think that's the place that we're going to go ahead and start first. And Nick, I wanted to come to you. This past Friday was quite an experience, I'm sure, for you and for this team as a whole. Now that you've had some time to put it in perspective, what was that game like for you and what's it mean to you?
Well, we really couldn't move the ball much on offense. We'd have a couple good plays and then a penalty, and we couldn't get any drives going. I think next game we just need to step it up and get drives going, and we'll be fine.
And Jacob, for you, from your vantage point, what were the things that you were seeing, and what were the challenges out there that Washington was creating?
Well, I think they brought a lot of pressure, so we had to pick it up, and Josh was getting pressured a lot, so we didn't have a lot of time to throw the ball. But they were backed off pretty far, their D-backs, so we completed a few passes and had some room to run. The penalties kind of hurt us, but I thought we did pretty well.
Josh, for you, the big thing that kind of stood out about the game, though, was what was going on the defenses for both sides. Talk about what you were seeing on the defense for the green team.
Our defense played really well. Our passing defense was top of the notch, and we were covering guys really tightly, and I think that helped us down the road to stay in contention for the win.
Kenny, for you, this game was also exciting because you got the chance to get back and get out and play. I know you were kind of disappointed to miss some time in the first game of the season. So putting that in perspective, how exciting was it to get back out on the field and be a part of things?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I guess looking back, you just kind of feel like it's such a blessing just to be on the field. I thought I played pretty well, but if I would have blown a tackle or whatever, I would have been pretty humble and be like, you know, I'm just so happy to be out here. And the fact that it was a game like it was, where it was just such a battle and we were able to win in overtime, home opener, everyone was going crazy. There's a couple other kids that didn't get to play the game. Houston worked really hard this summer, tore his ACL, and we were kind of going through it together, and then I got to go ahead to play, so I just felt so blessed just to be out there, and to have the game end like it did was just, that was unreal, to be under the lights at home and have it go like that, so it'll always be awesome. 10 years from now, it'll still be awesome. I'll still feel it, so that's pretty cool.
Nick, coming back to you, as I mentioned at the very beginning, it's been kind of an up-and-down start to this season. We had the loss to Marshalltown to open up and then a really high emotional ride after the win over Washington. Kind of putting things into perspective, just through two games, how do you feel about this team and where things are at this point in the season?
I think we have a really good shot once we get our offense rolling. Our defense played very well Friday against Washington. We played very good offense against Marshalltown with like 350 yards, I believe it was. So I think if we can just show up with energy, we'll be fine.
Jacob, when you look at where this team's been in the first couple of games and the work that you put in the practices already and then in the preseason as well, how do you feel the progress has gone as being one of the leaders on this team?
I think we're moving in the right direction. Like this week we picked up the intensity because I think we came out against Washington a little slow and they kind of smacked us around, but I think we're picking up the intensity and working hard this summer really like helped us just flow into the season and get started. And I think Marshalltown, like, we hate losing, but I think it was a good loss, if you can even say that, because we moved the ball well. We could have finished a few more drives, put a little more points on the board, and our defense played pretty well. And then Washington, we learned a lot from that game because we kind of like learned how to push through games and how to be tough and stay in games and how to finish them.
Josh, when we talk about this Pella High football team, what do you think feels different for you from last year to this year?
Our offense has really picked up our tempo, and that helps us drive the ball down the field. And our defense is also picking up the tempo a little bit, and we're really working together as a team and communicating. I think that's a big deal for our team to have success in the future.
Kenny, a big part of that, I think, just to kind of piggyback on what Josh was talking about, is just the personality of this team. And it sounds like another tight-knit bunch. What are the things that you guys do to build that sense of unity and that sense of family? Because I know that's a big, important part of being a member of the Pella High football team.
Yeah, we do a lot of things, and the coaches help us with that. The senior leaders got together, chose a theme, one family, one mission. And we have a quote about brothers on there. So we do value that a lot. I think the majority of that came from all the work we did this summer. I mean, we were all just kind of humbled. We were thrown in the same pot where it said, this is a workout that is extremely hard. You all have to get through it together. So that built camaraderie from the start. And then from that, we do a lot of things together. We go to the beach in the summer, and we went up a little early, checked out Marshalltown's field. And after the games, we all hang out together. So it's a lot different when you take the field and you see the guys around you when you're holding hands in the huddle, and they feel like they are your brothers on the field. That just gives you that extra level of confidence, and you can kind of up your play a little bit as you're playing for the guy next to you instead of yourself. So it is important to us, and kind of everything we do in the program, there's an emphasis on that. And I think the coaches do a great job of that as well.
If you're just tuning into the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS, we're talking right now with Nick Ginch, Jacob Vollmer, Josh Heilman, and Kenny Dupre, seniors on the Pella High football team. Nick, I'm going to go ahead and come back to you, but I'm actually going to ask you all basically the same question. I wanted to talk to you each about your own positions. You can either answer it in two parts, or you can pick one part, but Nick, starting with you, what do you like about being on the line, or both? Who was a role model in kind of helping you build your style of play?
Well, our starting, would have been starting right tackle, Houston Nakamura, tore his ACL, which Kenny talked about earlier, and that kind of threw me in the wash because I had to move from guard and start playing tackle. So he kind of inspired me, like, I have to step up my game and play to his level instead of just go on how I was, coasting it. I had to step it up and play better, play as hard as I could.
Jacob, for you, you spent some time last year at the receiver position. You're being asked to do that again this go-around. What are the things that you like about that particular position? And then kind of the same thing that I asked Nick, maybe what were some of your early role models or motivators at that position?
Freshman year, I kind of watched Richie Bales and, like, Josh Pringle play, and they kind of taught me, like, where to go on the field and work ethic-wise and how to play the position. And I like receiver because we're out kind of where everyone's watching us, so there's a little pressure, and the big plays happen kind of where we are, because if we miss a block, it's only like a 10-yard gain, but if we make it, it could be a touchdown, and just catching the ball wise. And I think this year we've got a good group, and I think we're doing pretty well. I don't think we've dropped that many this year, and we have a lot of receptions.
Josh, as I alluded to earlier, just talking about the defensive side of the ball, what are the things that you like about your position and your role within this Little Dutch defense?
Well, past few years I've been playing free safety, and they changed me to strong safety this year. Basically the same aspect, but I have to learn to play man more often. And the coaches have really taught me well how to adapt to my position, and it's hard for me not to drop back into coverage and play it safe. It's a little more hard-nosed up there, but I really like to change. It's a lot more fun.
Kenny, I asked a couple of the guys just about maybe players that they modeled themselves after or people that they learned from. Who do you remember being some of your early role models, just as football players, period, regardless of position?
I looked up to Jake Wassner a lot. I'm playing kind of the weak side contained player, and he was strong side. He had been there forever, and I knew he worked hard. When I moved from linebacker to that position, he just kind of took me in. He said, you know, come to my house, we're going to watch film, I'm going to teach you how to play. And that was huge for me, just being more comfortable. And then just some of the guys I was hanging out with, like Taylor Cox, it didn't matter what sport he was playing, he would just work so hard. He just had the right attitude. So you just try to take that, and you try to show the kids underneath you, just pass on the tradition a little bit, hopefully use what they taught you to play at a higher level.
Nick, there's a lot of hard work that's been going on, but I know you guys like to keep it light, keep it fun too. Who helps kind of break things up, or what are some of the things that this team does to stay a little bit relaxed, stay a little bit loose?
I know for some conditioning things, Coach Anderson will come in and we'll do like buddy races where we like almost play a little game when we're doing conditioning and try to catch the other guy. So it makes it fun and competitive, helps us run faster and keep going.
Jacob, you and I are in the skinny guy fraternity together, but that means we can eat a lot. I know that team meals are a lot of fun for this group. What's one of your favorite parts about the team meals?
I think it's just like hanging out with the guys, talking, and there's a lot of food, which is always good. And at the last one, we were at the Palmers, and we were canoeing in their pond, and a couple of guys flipped it over, which was pretty funny.
Josh, is there a certain food that's everybody's favorite that's kind of like the primo selection to get to for team meal nights?
Well, everyone for the past few years has always liked the Snickers salad. We have like five moms make it a night, and we have giant tubs of it. So all of it's gone by the end of the night, so I think that's everyone's favorite by far.
Kenny, what makes a perfect game night, of course, following a win?
Coach Mack always tells us to enjoy the journey. So what you remember is the plays on the field, but I mean, what you also remember and enjoy so much is just going back to the locker room. And we turn the music way up, and some people, they get really happy, so they start dancing or singing, and you just wouldn't expect some people to do that. And then we normally have some sort of team sleepover, and that's just as much as the bonding and the fun is actually playing on the field. So we have a good time with each other.
Open question for any of you. Who's got the best dance moves on the team then? It doesn't have to be out of this group. Just who's the dancer?
Probably me.
All right.
I think Nathan Clayburgh's pretty good down there.
Yeah, Nathan Clayburgh's definitely probably one of the better ones. I think he practices at home.
He's got that show choir experience. Yeah. We have a hard time living up to. Yeah.
Well, guys, let's go ahead and take things back to football here. You've got a big game coming up against Grinnell. It's another non-district game, and I know that doesn't mean you want to win it any less. This is going to be another challenging game, and none of the ones out of the chute have been easy so far. Nick, especially looking at what needs to happen up front, needs to happen in the trenches, what are you looking at with you and your teammates to be successful in this outing against the Tigers?
I think we need to bring some energy and just go smack them first and be more physical than them. Unlike the Washington game, we need to come out and rule the line, drive them back, and get going.
Jacob, as you guys have had time to study this team a little bit and work on some things and practices, what are the areas that you think are strengths for this Pella High team against Grinnell?
Oh, I think they kind of spread it out, throw the ball around. So we've seen that already with Marshalltown, so we kind of know what we're doing defensive-wise. And offensive-wise, we kind of watch film. We kind of saw where the other teams had successes, so we're just kind of trying to follow that, and we're going to be more physical and throw it when we have to.
Josh, right there, it sounds like defensively some things are going to be kind of the same. Just talking about the matchup, though, Grinnell, a team that you do see in a lot of other sports, and I'm sure that kind of builds that rivalry a little bit more. So how much more important, or does it make it more important, to win this game?
Well, it's always important to win games and get wins under your belt. But Grinnell always has physical teams, no matter what sport they're in. So they're always a good challenge, and I think this will be a good game to prepare us for later on in the season.
All right, Kenny, we'll go ahead and take us home again as we get ready for the Tigers coming up here on Friday night. It should be a lot of fun. I know you're looking forward to it. How does Pella High come out with the W?
I think we're going to have to eliminate a lot of mistakes we've had the past two games. Like one of them said earlier, we have an advantage that we saw Marshalltown, a team that runs a lot of similar formations. They do a lot of same things. Both teams have a good quarterback, so we know what we have to do. It's just a matter of going out. We're going to play in a little different atmosphere at Grinnell. We're going to have a great home crowd, so we know what we have to do. We just have to play a clean game without mistakes, and we have to be physical, but we can get it done.
All right, well, guys, I want to wish you the best of luck on Friday. Pleasure to talk to you. Thanks a lot for the time. Have fun. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Thank you.
Once again, members of the Pella High football team, Nick Gensch, Jacob Vollmer, Josh Heilman, and Kenny Dupre. We've got more of the Marion County PM Sports page up next on KNIA KRLS.